Oh, I think it's going to be, I haven't really had a good chance to have a look at the wicket today. I think tomorrow we'll get more of a chance to have a look at it. But I think, it's all going to play a part. I think you use the new ball well out here that you might be able to get a few breakthroughs, and then obviously reverse swing, spin, are going to play a part throughout the middle. But it's going to be hard work, I think, with the ball. Obviously, you're going to have to build pressure and obviously get that ball going right. It's going to be tough. I guess, we're not sure how the wicket's going to come up, so we're not sure what the side we're going to play, and we're not sure how the wicket's going to play itself. So we'll just have to play it by ear, and I think be the team that adjusts quickest to the conditions, and I think that'll get us on top early. Oh, means everything. That's what you grow up doing. You're dreaming of playing cricket for your country, and obviously I've done that 53 times, so to miss out was disappointing, but I'm not a big one to obviously dwell on and getting dropped. I guess if I keep thinking about that and keep worrying about that and whinging and complaining about other people and people that are playing all that type of thing, I'm not going to improve and not going to get better. So people always think that I don't care, when it doesn't really worry me that much, but it does. But I might as well focus on the things that are going to get me back in there, and that's what I did. I worked out things that I need to change with my bowling and with my preparation, all that type of thing, and I went about improving that in the last six to eight months. So I'm feeling good. Obviously glad to be back around the side and back with the group, and just feeling happy with where I'm at. And I think from that moment on, it was a good little kick in the backside, I think, to find out those things that I need to obviously freshen up first and foremost, but then change everything and get back to where I want to be. And I think I'm back to that stage now. You never really know. I think it's hard to judge, but I think I'm just happy to get over here, get the red ball back in the hand after playing a few white ball practice matches back home, and just have a good crack and bowl some spells, come back and all that type of thing. And I felt comfortable at the middle. I felt it was good. Had good rhythm with my run up and good preparation coming into that game. So I think all in all out of that match, it was what I wanted to get out of it. And just looking forward to hopefully playing this week and just getting back into some cricket. I think that's what we're all excited about. We've had a long time off for a few of us, so it's just nice to be able to get back out in the middle. Oh, you never want to lose a game, so it's disappointing. That's for sure. You never want to lose any match you're playing, whether it's just a practice match, a tool match that's first class standard, or a test match. So it is disappointing for the result, but all in all, that we did get to play everyone in the squad, and I think that's sometimes that you don't get that opportunity on a lot of tours. So to be able to get that in there, get everyone that's here an opportunity to bowl out in the middle, bat out in the middle, and get some time out in the field, I think that was the big bonus. Yes, we lost, but the big bonus was a lot of players got out there, got to get out in the middle and have a crack. And I think I think that was a good thing about it. Bowlers got good spells. So there's obviously not a lot of consistency with building up all the pressure, the cricket side of things, but from a preparation point of view, I think it was a great hit out. At the end of the day, like I said, if we had stuck out there and only played 11 blokes, I think it would have been a different story. But to be able to play, what do we play, 15 players out there, everyone get a good amount of overs in with the ball, batters get opportunities at different stages, I think that's what it was about. And I think, it's sometimes when it does get deemed a practice match and not a first-class match, you get that opportunity, so you try and take it as much as you can. Yeah, what I've seen, Davey didn't play the last batch, but Mitch got through about 8 overs, I think, in the second dig, and got a good hit out in the middle as well. So it was good to see him out there. And, Davey was running around fine in warm-up, and he batted well out in the middle just before. So it's nice to see everyone fit and strong going into a series. That's what you want to see. You want all the boys to be fit and firing. And I can't see there being any niggles out there now. I think everyone's just obviously excited to finally be at the start of the test match and know it's close by, and just excited to get into it. Like I always say, we've got to get 10 wickets, and it doesn't matter which one we get. But I think there's going to be a couple of key, the two older blokes in the middle, Yunus Khan and their captain Mishbar. I think they're going to be the tough ones, aren't they? They're the experienced guys that are going to sort of hold the ship together in the middle and throughout the innings. So I think, we always want to put pressure on the captain, and they're the players we'll be looking to obviously get on top of, and hopefully that gets a bit of confidence over everyone else as well. Yeah, I guess, like I said, we haven't actually had a good look at the wicket yet, but I think it is the old T20 wicket from the other day, so it is going to be a bit tired and a bit worn, so it's probably not going to offer a great deal for the fast bowling. But I think that sometimes does play into your hands. It does open up some the opportunity for reverse swing. So I think that'll play a part. But, yeah, the spin bowling, I think, yeah, most likely two spinners. The outside hasn't been picked. But, yeah, I think we've got enough spin there. We've got enough quicks. We've got plenty of variation, which I think throughout our side is a good thing. So which with whatever side we go with, we're going to be quite comfortable out there. And I think the boys are prepared for a lot of spin. We had obviously the disappointing tour of India the other year against spin bowling, and I think from then you just look at the side and the way that we've played spin since then, we've actually got on top of spinners and we really attacked them, and I think that's going to be no different here. The boys are prepared for it, looking forward to the challenge, and I think it's just another challenge for us as a team to keep pushing us to obviously get back to number one.